Welcome to Lesson 1. Lesson 1 is about learning why you binge and learning about the two recovery goals you'll use to end binge eating. Make sure you listen to the audios for this lesson and complete the worksheets. Before you get started, I want to give you a few tips for making the most out of Lesson 1. First, please know that this course builds upon itself in a gradual way. It's important to get a solid foundation up front before diving deeper into the concepts. I realize it's possible that you already have had some experience with the brain over binge approach, but I want you to try, especially in the early lessons while you're building this foundation, I want you to try to come to these concepts as if you're hearing them for the first time. As much as possible, try to have a beginner's mind so that you're open to a fresh perspective. Because when you do that, the concepts can affect you in a different way than maybe they have in the past. Lesson 1 is about learning why you binge from that practical brain-based perspective, and then learning what you will need to do to recover. You'll learn about the two recovery goals, which are dismissing urges to binge and eating adequately, which form the foundation of this course. If you're developing an understanding of the concepts in Lesson 1, you're on the right track. This lesson is not about doing anything in particular. It's about learning to see your problem in a new way and realizing that you're not diseased, you're not flawed, and you're definitely capable of overcoming this. If you do binge this week, or any week of the course, I don't want you to think that you've failed. Just bring your focus back to the goals of the lesson that you're on and stay committed, and you can have success. The first four lessons of the course focus on dismissing the binge urges, and the second four lessons focus on eating adequately. But in these first four lessons, you still want to place some amount of focus on adequate eating and not push it completely aside. In Lesson 1, you'll learn that restrictive dieting is not compatible with recovery. So from the start, you'll be trying to do your best to give up restrictive dieting and to eat enough to support your physical needs. This course does not include recommendations on exactly how to eat. There will be many options and suggestions in the eating adequately part of the course, but I do not believe that it's helpful for me to tell you the one right way that you should eat, because that way is going to be different for everyone. I think it's very important for you to discover how you should eat on your own, because your own personal way of eating that comes from experimentation and seeing what feels good in your body and what works for you, that will be much more powerful and more lasting than any meal plan that I could give you. So I'm definitely not going to come out here and say that you absolutely must be eating 3 meals a day and you must be eating a certain amount of snacks and it has to be structured or you need an exact amount of calories. You certainly can have a structured approach to eating and you can count your calories to make sure you're getting enough. There's nothing wrong with doing that. It can be helpful just to ensure that you're meeting your physical needs, but I do not believe that handing you a way of eating is what will be most helpful to you right now. If you're like the majority of binge eaters, you may have gone from diet to diet, from meal plan to meal plan, or different eating program to eating program, thinking that would be the cure, only to end up binge eating again. I want you to try to take a new approach to this. Make your primary focus to be on learning to stop binging, and then just do the best you can to eat enough and eat in a way that works for you. Start to let go of dieting in whatever form that takes in your life, and in doing that, you'll already be on a path to discovering your own authentic eating habits. There's a wide range of normal eating that's between restriction and binging, and for now, as long as you're trying to stay in that range, you're doing okay. Don't be upset with yourself if you eat something that maybe you thought you shouldn't, or don't be upset with yourself if there are certain foods that you still feel like you want to avoid. Just try to eat enough food, try to nourish yourself, and as the course goes on, there'll be more advice and recommendations on discovering what works authentically for you. Also know that discovering the eating habits that work for you becomes much easier as the binge eating gets less and less and goes away. Now, with all of that said, it's time to get started on Lesson 1. I hope you have a great start to the course.